everyone can make vision a focus. Here's how. 1. Schedule a dilated eye exam.
Oh, why are my eyes look so big?
2. Know your family's eye health history, because many eye conditions run in the family.
Hey mama, you got any of them cataracts?
3. Give your eyes a rest from computers, tablets, and cell phones.
Oh, but I'm almost done editing the Wikipedia page for glaucoma.
4. Eat foods that are good for your eyes, like fruits, dark, leafy vegetables, and fish with omega-3 fatty acids.
Does that include fish sticks with tartar sauce?
5. Wear sunglasses.
Oh, but it's 4 in the morning.
To learn more, visit the National Eye Institute at nei.nih.gov/HVM.
WRUWFM 91.1 Cleveland. There is no replacement.
Hey, this is Robert Schneider from the Apples in Stereo, and you're listening to WRUWFM 91.1 Cleveland.
Mambo, mambo, mambo. We just listened to the 1939 recording of Mambo by flautist Antonio Arcano Jesus Maravillas, composed by the Lopez brothers Orestes and Israel, better known as Cachal, during the time that they were part of Antonio Arcano's band, and while experimenting with the syncopation of the danzón, they developed a new rhythm. At first, they gave it the name Nuevo Ritmo, and then added a new section to the danzón, but later gave it the name Mambo. Eventually, the Mambo would develop both as a musical and dance style, and the Mambo would eventually make a major sweep both in Cuba and in the United States. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Latin Perspective, a one-hour radio show featuring the very best in contemporary and classic, traditional, non-commercial Latin American music. And this edition will be part of our Routes of Migration series, tracing the roots and origin of this music in Latin America and how it migrated here in the USA and the artists that were part of its historical development. And it was at the Palladium nightclub located at Broadway and 53rd Street in Manhattan in New York City where the Mambo craze began here in the United States. And it would gain stature with the big three, Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez, and Machito, who would reign supreme. And I am going to continue on my Mambo edition with music from Tito Rodriguez, who was called the Dapper Dan of Latin music, an exciting showman, dancer, and outstanding vocalist, was considered the epitome of Latin elegance and style. And here's Tito Rodriguez doing a rendition of a Cuban song called Yambu.
La 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 la. Qué bueno, qué bueno a él. Qué bueno, qué bueno a él. Anana boroko tinde, are you kidding me? Anana boroko tinde, are you kidding me? Lo que yo me divertí. La 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 la. Qué bueno, qué bueno, qué bueno a él. Qué bueno, qué bueno a él. A bailar lo bueno, casera. Cómo bailo, bailo con ella.
Ave María Morena.
María, 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 María Morena.
Ave María Morena.
Qué bonita está María Elena.
Ave María Morena.
Chicos, es magosta con ella.
Ave María Morena.
María, 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 María.
Ave María Morena.
Mi yambú no se vacuna.
Ave María Morena.
Mi yambú no se vacuna.
Ave María Morena.
María, María, María Morena.
Ave María Morena.
María, 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 María Morena.
Thank you. María, María, María Morena.
Ave María Morena.
El Yangú del tiempo España.
Ave María Morena.
El Yangú del tiempo España.
Ave María Morena.
María, María, María Morena.
Coming up next, we have another member of the Big Three. His name was Ernesto Puente, better known as Tito Puente, or El Rey, an outstanding timbale player, multi-instrumentalist, and he was considered the personification of Latin New York. And we are going to listen to a track, a rendition of Huahuanco Margarito with Tito Puente in his orchestra. We'll be right back. And coming up next, we have our third member of the Big Three from the Palladium, the Machito Orchestra, led by Cuban vocalist Frank Grillo, better known as Machito, along with his brother-in-law, Mario Balza. And we are going to listen to one of their tunes called Yo Soy La Rumba. And it features, along with Machito on vocals, his sister Graciela and the legendary Marcelino Guerra.
Los rumberos de mi tierra la repitan en cajón. En la letra cualquier cosa después que tenga sabor. Unos tragos de aguardiente y el cantar de corazón. La, a la la. Como en el sola,
oye mi rumba qué buena, yo me tiro pa' el sola.
Ven a gozar mi morena, vente conmigo al sola.
Oye mi rumba qué buena, yo me tiro pa' el sola.
Qué sabrosa está la rumba, vente conmigo a gozar.
Oye mi rumba qué buena, yo me tiro pa' el sola.
En la conga está Alberto, oye el bongo repica.
Oye mi rumba qué buena, yo me tiro pa' el sola.
Voy a la rumba a gozar.
Oye mi rumba qué buena, yo me tiro pa' el sola.
Well, the Mumbo flourished in New York City along with the Big Three and the Palladium nightclub. There were other musicians in other regions of the world that would play part in its development, one being a gentleman by the name of Damaso Perez Prado, who was forced to leave Cuba to Mexico due to racial discrimination that existed in Cuba. And it was in Mexico that he achieved his success by composing and arranging his own compositions. Prado would be known for his grunts and groans in between mambo breaks, and also would be held as the king of the mambo. And I am going to feature one of Perez Prado's most notable and successful tunes. Some considered it a bit commercial, but it was iconic. Perez Prado, tune called Mambo Number 5. During that particular era, while most of North America was listening and enjoying the big band sounds of Benny Goodman, Woody Herman, Cab Calloway, and Duke Ellington, the Latin Mambo big band sound would be flourishing in New York City, as many New Yorkers were dancing Mambo to the beat of the big three, Machito, Tito Puente, and Tito Rodriguez at the Palladium nightclub, also considered the home and heartbeat of the Mambo. But it was unfortunate that in 1966, the Palladium would close its doors. This would be around the same time the popularity of big bands like the Mambo declined due to economical reasons and the fact that rhythms of rock and roll and rhythm and blues were becoming quite popular, along with the Motown sound, the Beatles and the British Invasion, and the Cuban embargo 1959, a lot of the big bands opted to using smaller bands or combos. Very few big bands survived worldwide. Its popularity would quickly decline. But fortunately, beginning in the early 1990s, tradition itself became innovation as the rising popularity of Mambo big band sound encouraged the renewed musical activity of some of its original founders, outstanding individuals who had scarcely played and or recorded for many years would be brought back into the limelight and deservedly recognized. And it was in the early 1990s that a motion picture called The Mambo Kings was released. That was a recreation of the Palladium Mambo days that had featured Armand Asante and Antonio Banderas. This would be quite helpful in the resurge of the Mambo music. Along with the movie came the original motion picture soundtrack. And coming up, I am going to feature one of the tracks featuring the late Cuban vocalist Celia Cruz in a tune called La Dicha Mia, a term translated in English as This Is My Destiny, as she sings about arriving in the United States as an aspiring musician and her experiences at the Palladium nightclub in New York City.
Look at me to be born in Havana, and there I became a singer of songs. They led me to the great mamboleros in all of Cuba, the toast of the town. Singing at the Tropicana, my fantasy finally came true. Imagine going to New York, seeing the great ones fill my heart and soul. We saw Arsenio with his swinging band, Arsenio Rodriguez, that magical man. I took the subway to El Barrio, got hugs and kisses from mi gente. Look at me, I so machito. Ay, Dios mío, el excelente. Listen me to Machito, dancing, drinking vino. Machito was for us, el campesí latino. We made it to the Palladium. It didn't disappoint at all. Had the boy with Tito Puente. Tito Puente, the king of them all. With Tito Puente, you'll be started to dance. El rey Tito Puente created a trance. When Tito finished playing, how could anything feel the love? Surprise came Tito Rodriguez with his conjunto to top it all. Better to Tito than only one. Better for dancing and also for fun. El Señor me dio la dicha de grabar con Tito Puente y cantar con Tito Rodríguez.
Esa dicha me la dio el Señor.
De a gozar con la dicha, a gozar con la dicha.
During that 40-year hiatus of the mambo music sound, two of the members of the Big Three would pass on, Tito Rodriguez and Frank Grillo, better known as Machito, leaving Tito Puente as the only surviving members. And Tito would continue on the tradition of the mambo sound. And coming up next, we are going to listen to one of the tracks from Tito's recording called Mambo Birdland, a live recording at the famous Birdland in New York City. in one of the songs that he did back in the earlier days, a rendition of Mambo Goes On.
Rodríguez. ¡A gozar! 911 call.
Along with the renewed musical activity of some of its original founders in the 1990s, there would be a younger and newer generation of Latin jazz musicians who would be part of its continuing development. One was a Mexican-American conguero by the name of Pancho Sanchez. And we are going to enjoy one of the compositions by Pancho Sanchez and his ensemble, his rendition of Coco Mai Mai, Coconut Corn, from his release called Fuerte.
Bueno, para que puedan gozar.
It was several years after the passing of Tito Puente that former members of his band would regroup and call themselves the Latin Giants, and they would continue on the legacy of Tito Puente, the Big Three, and the Palladium era with their 2004 Gigante Records release called The Latin Giants Play the Music of the Palladium. Tito Lives. Here's the Latin Giants performing one of the tracks, a rendition of Ray Santos's Sonny Ray, featuring Peter Nader on trumpet and Mitch Froman on tenor sax.
Thank you.
And it was in 2004 that the sons of the Big Three, Tito Puente Jr., Machito Jr., and Tito Rodriguez Jr., would continue on not only the legacy of the Palladium, but their fathers with a live recording held on March 6th of 2004 at the Blue Note that tore down the house. And we are going to listen to one of the tracks from the recording, a rendition of Tito Puente's Palladium Days, featuring soloist Mark Freeman on alto sax, Peter Miranda on baritone sax, and Eddie Montalvo on congas.
Thank you.
And today in the 21st century, the big band sound, the mumbo sound, has once again diminished, and there are very few recordings of this music. However, there are occasional recordings from different artists that embrace the mumbo rhythms that were ubiquitous during the height of the mumbo era, one being Victor Rendon and his Bronx Conexion Latin Jazz Big Band. And this is from his Mumbo Boulevard recording and a tune called Chalet, featuring Paul Carlin on saxophone and Victor Rendon himself on timbales, showcasing their improvisational talents. Wrapping up this edition, our Mumbo edition of Latin Perspective. I hope you enjoy.
WRUW FM 91.1, Cleveland, Northeast Ohio's only source for Afro Latino and Latin jazz music. The Julia de Burgos Cultural Arts Center is a Cleveland-based 501c3 nonprofit organization that promotes Latino heritage and expression with three missions. Number one, creativity, with a primary focus on the teaching and practice of the visual, performing, and literary arts. Number two, culture, working to preserve Latino heritage among all generations and across multiple artistic disciplines. Number three, community, with a passion celebrating and sharing their history with the wider community. For more information about the Julia de Burgos Cultural Arts Center, you can give them a call at 216-894-5664 or visit them on the web at www.juliadeburgos.org.
Girl, I wanna lay you down.
Did you know WRUW has 24/7 programming? WRUW FM 91.1 Cleveland. Oh yeah.
A new name to the musical worlds of Brazilian sambas and Afro-Cuban jazz, Ron Ryder, a composer who has a knack for writing catchy melodies and rhythmic music that inspires both jazz soloists and dancers alike. And we just heard a track from his latest release, a self-release called Latin Jazz Sessions. And from that, one of the tracks composed by Ron Ryder, titled Gardenias, featuring Oscar Stagnero on bass, along with Elian Mallet on piano, Ricardo Monzon on percussion, Fernando Brandao on flute, Claudio Ragazzi on guitar, Mike Recker on tenor sax, and Mark Walker on drums. Hello and welcome to another edition of Latin Jazz Perspective, one-hour radio show featuring the very best in contemporary and classic Latin jazz music, with yours truly, Tony Vasquez, as your host. Coming up next, we have Perico Sambeat, a self-taught saxophonist who is considered as one of the great Spanish jazz musicians who has earned himself great prestige for his extraordinary professional career. And I am going to feature one of the tracks from his 2023 Nuba Records release called Roneando, and a jazz flamenco flavored tune called Traversia. Along with Perico Sambeat on alto sax, we have a formidable group of Spanish sidemen that includes Albert Sanz on piano, Miguel Alvarez on double bass, Tico Porcar on drums, and Sergio Martinez on the cajon drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
music from pianist David Chesky and percussion legend Giovanni Hidalgo in their latest 2024 Audiophile Society Records release called New York Descargas, a musical recording that brought together three extraordinary talents of David Chesky on piano, Giovanni Hidalgo on congas, and John Benitez on bass, showcasing a fusion of descargas in the heart of New York City. And we just listened to one of the tracks from the recording, a tune called Descarga Number 4. And coming up next, we have the brilliant Mexican-American singer, pianist, and composer Julia Vari, who teams up with three-time Latin Grammy-nominated Negronis Trio on her latest 2024 Alternativa Representa Records release called Somos. And we are going to listen to her take on the prolific Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona's classic tune called Siboney. Joining Julia Vari, who's featured on vocals, we have Negroni Trio members Father Jose Negroni on piano, son Nomar Negroni on drums, and Rafael Valencia on bass.
Thank you. and advises household well owners on how to maintain their well systems and other information about wells, water quality, and groundwater protection at wellowner.org.
Where do you listen to WRUW? Maybe it's in the shower, when you're splish splash taking a bath, getting fresh and so clean clean. Maybe you tune in to sing along in your own personal porcelain judgment-free recording studio. Or maybe you turn up the volume to drown out your weeping as you fruitlessly try to scrub away marks on your soul that will never come clean, Lady Macbeth style. Either way, WRUW.
Seven
deadly sins. That's how the world begins. Watch out when you step in. For seven deadly sins. Seven deadly sins.
Thank you.
listening
to WRU
FM 91.1
Cleveland.